We begin the Quran Dav and set the Shabbos that pay all of a beginning on the days. Begin with Tej Din Lassa, it begins the words of the Gemara, Ma'ala Alaysim Lagag, what's Allah to take him up to the roof? Tej is going to come to qualify this question regarding if it's specifically because it's on the top of the roof. What does that mean? That is the Gemara asked this question. We said, you'll have to take stones into the bathroom. What's Allah with taking up to the roof? So Pesh Bukun Jirashi explains, the question is, Michashin Latircha Yisirasa, are we concerned for the extra effort that it takes to, it's not just to go to the bathroom, it's all the way to the top of the roof? That was the question regarding would we allow such an effort? But the refines are difficult. If that's the case, then this that the Gemara asks. That, oh, you're telling me that, yes, the Gemara concludes and says, Yoladu, because it's so what does the Gemara then ask? The Asa Lital Kesa Mishlefonim, that we see Halacha, then you know, you don't take a splinter that's even in front of you. Even though there could be an element of Kavod Abriyas, why asking from that onto the Halacha we just said, that question should be difficult on the whole sugya. Everyone agrees we were saying the shorter l'talat lavan because you're allowed to take move these pointy stones that even though they're muktza. So everyone says that why would that be asked specifically on this teaching or regarding taking to the roof? In general, we see that kavod abriyas is not going to be deicha a rabbinic iser of muktza of taking the splinter in front. That's on every stone, not specifically to the roof. So Benir Lari appears to read a different interpretation. The question the Gemara was asking over here was Mishum the basic is a karav al gag, not like Rashi says because it's extra tircha. To the contrary, here the bathroom is on your roof; it's very close. V'yochel ha'chen shem erev Shabbos, and you could have prepared it from before Shabbos. Mahaglin, still the answer is no. Dafel ha'chichar. Even so, even though you could have prepared it, you're allowed to take these muktzah stones on Shabbos to the roof. Therefore, the Gemara asked on this specifically, what do you mean you see Allah does Latal Kisa Mishlavan? You now pick up a splinter that's in front of you. The Fisha Yochlaz Metma, you could have prepared it from before Shabbos. That was specifically the Allah that we're asking because it was able to be done from before Shabbos. But that's what Taisa explains. But on the whole Sugya, regarding taking stones to the bathroom, that we couldn't have asked. Shadarkin Hailafanas Vasada, because their norm was that they used to relieve themselves out in the fields. It's like he's a rocky and the bathroom is far away. Is it not required to go through the effort to prepare for before Shabbos? And maybe even if we're prepared, maybe someone else would take it, and therefore that would be fundamentally different. Here we could have done before Shabbos. That's the question we're asking, something else that could have been done before Shabbos. And we see it's forbidden, and here we see it's permitted. That was the Gemara's question. Not like Rashi because of Tirchas Arasa, but rather because it's close by. The sages say, you can only take from that which is from the trust. Shteis come to explain that the wood that's on the ground is not buffled to the ground. That is the Bryce abroad, that the other opinion, chum hold, no, you now take the splinter only from the trough that's in the animal, which that's prepared, and that was the question we were asking. You see that it has to be prepared. Now, Taisa said, nearly it appears to the re, the love dafkam in the avos doesn't mean specifically from literally the trough that's in front of the animal, you're allowed to take the splinter. Eliminarola avos, it means at least that straw which is fit for an animal, that type of a splinter you're allowed to take to use as a toothpick to floss your teeth. Because Taisa explains, the lekla maybe you cannot say, the kishainiba of us also, no. It has to be in the trough. Why? Because if it was not in the trough, it would be forbidden because the batlag of karka, we would say that it's actually considered nullified to the ground and there would be mukta. So he says you cannot say that though. It's not about maybe kadayan. We're learning beyadav lama gimel without. The sages say, megavim mishlefan v'madlik. You could pick up that which is in front of you and light with it. In other words, you're allowed to take these splinters from the straw that's in front of him in the house to light a fire in yomtiv. From this state, you're allowed to take the straw in the house that's on the ground. Says Taisus Amala Batlu. Obviously, we see that the splinters on the ground are not considered secondary to the ground. Now, Taisus explains, Vahadali Sharu Mikisam Lakhtashinov, but this that we see that you're not allowed to take the splinter that's in front of him to floss his teeth, Ella Hadlik, it's only to light with it. That's Mishum Desabi, that's because they hold, like Nidnu Eitzim Ella Saka, because wood was only given to be used as fuel and for other things that's not considered prepared, and that would be Mukta. Now, this is all by the twigs that are not prepared and they're only meant for a fire. But this is the chiddush I was saying in our sugya. But something that's fit for the trough of an animal, sure, I feel like the shinab. So then, yes, permitted even to go ahead and use to floss his teeth, because whatever's for an animal is considered prepared also for a person that's not considered muktzah. That's the opinion of the chacham. But the Rebbe Eliezer, Dama Hassan, that he says over there, Noitel Adam Kisim Mishlofan of Lach Tashin, that the person could take the splinter from in front of him and to go ahead and clean out his teeth, Umagav Menachat Tamadag, and he also pluck it from the courtyards and light it. So I mean, he holds that depends. That's why it's saying one is for the chutz, one's for the bayis. The mashem bayis mukhan l'chamash yirtz. Whatever's in the house is prepared for whatever he needs it. Afalach l'shin, even to floss his teeth. Afalach l'chutz, whatever's in the courtyard, in the mukhan l'sake, that's generally used only for fuel, and therefore, again, for the fuel, it's considered mukhan, but for his teeth, it would be considered as mukta. It begins with the Gemara, v'nicha gabi yisaydis, and if he puts it on top of the pegs, on top of a stand, mechayim mishum teller should be liable for detaching. So he's going to explain that is this flower plant that has a flower pot that has a hole, when you put on the yisaydis, is that considered like attached or detached? Which is the halacha of Abaya that we're discussing over here, that we say the atzis nokov that was on the ground, and we say you take it on Shabbos and you put on the yisaydis, so you mechayim because of teilish. Because you're operating from where its growth is, which is attached to the ground. Taisa says, hi, this was saying you're going to be liable. It's not a biblical liability of like a chatas. It means, means you're going to be liable for the rabbinic lashes, which are rabbinic. Because the Pirish Bukun, like Rashi explains, and his proof is, from the fact that the shlokish permits one to go ahead and take it to wipe himself on Shabbos. So therefore, you see that it's not really the biblical violation of Tavish. Now, Taisa understands what this means to say is, the reason why you're not going to chayim in deraisa is because even after you lifted up the pot from the ground that has a hole in the bottom, it's not really considered totally detached. It's still considered attached, even on the pegs, because the ear space is not really an interruption from the ground, so it's like it's still on the ground. Now, based on that understanding, Taisa says, Bakashluri. Now, the refines are difficult. Because I mean, in Perikam, the Gittin, the Gemara teaches us in Gittin of Zayin base regarding the earth of Chutzlaritz that's coming on the boat to Eretz Yisrael. Someone plants on the boat and it sprouts. So he's Chayiv and Maises and Shvius because the rivers in Eretz Yisrael are like Eretz Yisrael itself and it's like a grew in Eretz Yisrael. Now, if he just says, when do we say this? If the boat is Geshashas. In other words, if the water is not so deep and it's really like touching the ground, then it's like it's attached to the ground. But if it's not touching the ground, then he's going to be potter. Now, on that, Rabbi Yechon says, "Atzis nokav hamunach gabi yisaydis." Similarly, regarding this pot that has a hole on the bottom that's put on top of pegs on top of a stand, so he says, "Bana machlekes Rabbi the Rabbanan." Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda potter in the ma'isa. Can the mazlik ben tzvi negeshesla shein negeshesla? Like he makes a difference regarding the boat if it's touching the ground or not. We see that the ear space is considered an interruption. Well, Rabbanan chayv, because Rabbanan you'd be chayv. Like they hold, it doesn't make a difference. The boat doesn't have to touch the ground. That Amaravi says, no, dimalahi. Maybe that's not the case. Ab kamli kamir abana. Where do you find the abana hold? Then if you plant on the boat, it's like you're planting on the earth. Ela between, that's only in the boat. Why? Because the lemasik avir. There's no interruption of ear. There's only water. Aval atzis regarding a pot, the misik avir where there's an interruption of ear space. Says Rava full abana. Might we could say that even the abana agree that it'd be considered detached and you would not be chayv ma'isa. So that place is fine. Biblical, Habashmaitin, in our sugya, Chashvin like Kamachubim de Raisa. Biblical, we could see it as attached. Afalanicha Gavi Seitz, when you put on top of the pegs. Voloy Mechayim Mishim Telesh, and the Rabban. That's why he said you only be Mechayim for Telesh rabbinically. But biblically, we could see it attached. How could Rabbi say that on the pegs, it's considered Telesh, according to everyone, regarding Maisa? So it takes him near the read, appears to the read, the Shmaitin Leisava, the Chuy, the Rabb, the Hasan. That yes, our sugya does not hold of what Rabb was trying to be matcha and try to force and say, that there's a difference between if there's an ear space or not. Rather, our sugya holds that the ear space is not mafsik, yes, not like Rov over there in that sugya. Ketanik says the master begins the words of the Gemara, Bahomer, Rabbi Yechon, it says, Allah Yisam Mishnah v'chulu, which says, come to explain, when do we say this concept of Rabbi Yechon holding like a Stam Mishnah? That is, because the Gemara had asked the contradiction of Rabbi Yechon. He says, now that wipe on Shabbos through the earth and we're shard because it's going to tear out the hairs in the anal region. Rabbi Yechon says, Allah Yisam Mishnah. We have a Stam Mishnah that says, Dovashin Miskavin is mutter. So here, since not intended to tear out the hairs with the earthen shard, it should be permitted to wipe with it. Now, but Taisa's been intended, you're going to say the following question. But Vahabu Gazel Kama and Baba Kama of Kobezim and Al. Ubepere Kama and Mesech Zavad Zan Dav Zayin and Al of Omar. The Gemara tells us, Betray Mesechtes in Tzeid L'Mishnah. When there's two different Mesechtes, then you cannot bring a proof from the order of the Mishnah, which if one was said in the Amachlekes and then you said somewhere else, like one of the two opinions, because there's no order of Mishnayis. Rebbe did not organize the order of the Mishnayis when they were in two different Siddurim in the Mishnayis. And the problem is, Vahacha, Stam bin Nazir, here we were quoting, we're asking Rabbi Yechonim from the Stam Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Nazir that tells us that Dovashen Meskavan is Mutter. Now, Plukta, Perk Shani Debeya, we have this same Machlekes, if Dovashen Meskavan is Mutter or not, is a Machlekes brought the two different opinions in the second Perk Masechtas Beya, Dachov Gamil, Amad Beis, where it says, Yudami, he says, Kalakalam, Ain't a Grarin, all vessels cannot be dragged on the ground on Shabbos, because he's going to make a ditch when he's walking, which is chayfer. Chutz min agolah shekabeshes, except for a wagon, because it doesn't really dig in, it just pushes it down, it's not really making a ditch in the ground. But the reason why it's forbidden is because you're making a ditch, even though it's a davar she'ein miskaven. So you see that a disputed point is brought. So you told me that when you have a stam mishnah in this mesechta, machlek is another mesechta. The in halacha is stam. The halacha is not like the anonymous mishnah. The shema sasam achkach machlek is. Maybe you had the anonymous mishnah and then later he held it as a machlek is. So that wouldn't prove that he holds like a stam mishnah. How's the gemara proving on Rabbi Yechon and asking contradiction that he holds like a stam mishnah when you have a machlek is in it in a different mesechta? And that says Tosfos Mei Ein Lama, don't say to Rabbi Yechon that according to Rabbi Yechon Atfila Stam Ba'Achach Machlekes, that he would hold that yes, even when there's an anonymous Mishnah and then another disputing Mishnah, Halach Yistam Halach is like the anonymous Mishnah because the Maskin Ba'Achil is the Gemara concluding Yivamis Tav Mendeis Mendeis. I'll leave Rabbi Yechon when discussing the opinion of Rabbi Yechon the Rami Lach, that in other words, whoever asked you the question from the words of Rabbi Yechon that it says Halach Yistam Mishnah on a different teaching of Rabbi Yechon, Loi Chashle Kimche is not concerned for his flour. In other words, doesn't know what he's saying. Because this is an anonymous mission, which then subsequently had as a machlekes. The ein halacha stam. Rabbi Yechon does not hold like them that it's halacha like the anonymous mishnah. So you see, he holds of this principle of stam ba'achkach machlekes. Halacha is not like stam. So we're back to the question: what are you asking from the stam mishnah that he was seisim in mesechtes nazir, but there's a machlekes somewhere else in mesechtes beya, and therefore maybe it's a stam ba'achkach machlekes, and they wouldn't hold like the stam mishnah. Says bin v'tircha bin shmul mivardon. Says the following principle: the machlekes v'achkach stam b'chad mesechta. When you have a dispute in one mishnah, and later on that mesechta, that same mesechta, it's said anonymously, l'kulam halacha k'stam. Everyone holds halacha like the stam mishnah. Could the parash be kamed the mesechta zavay dezor, like the gemara explains in avay dezor dav zayinu and alf? Behold, the pasuk of Yehuda, this that they rule like Yehuda regarding a certain halacha over there. The chalam mishana yodal tachtoinim, that regarding whoever is deviant, whoever is the one that changed, he has the lower hand. The Gemara says, Pshita, obviously, the machlek is v'achach stamu, because it's a machlek, and then anonymous in the same Masech de Baba Kama. So that we know that everyone agrees to that principle, that the whole Nezikin, Baba Kama, B'mtiyah, Baba Vasa, is all one Masech, and therefore we're going to rule like the stam. Of betray Masech, when there's two different Masech, is kol amaroi sabri de'in aloch g'stam. All amaroam hold, that aloch is not like the anonymous Mishnah, because maybe it's a stam v'achach machlek, and aloch is not like the stam. Rabbi Yechanan islay, but Rabbi Yechanan holds that the full of betray mesechtes alocha kistam, even two mesechtes alocha is like the stam mishnah. Oy, or even stam ben masnitin. Let's say it was anonymous in the mishnah. Machlik is a brisa, and machlik is a brisa. There too, Rabbi Yechanan holds alocha is like the stam mishnah, because the mishnah is sasan lebesayif. We presume that Rabbi, when he wrote the mishnah, that anonymity that he wrote was at the end. We shouldn't say that he wrote anonymously and then he retracted from his ruling and then wrote a machlekes. And that's why the Gemara is asking over here from the Stam Mishnah, which is like of Shimon, that Dovish in the Skavin Rabbi Yechon is mutter based on that Stam Mishnah, because even though it's sasim in this mesecht, machlekes is another mesechta, even though Rabbi Yechon holds halacha is Kistam Mishnah. Or as some Gisoys have the words inami, or in other approaches, that the Gemara says that there's a dispute of Amiram in this principle. Our Gemara over here is going like the one that says that according to Rabbi Yechon, it's like a Stam Mishnah, even when it's Stam, v'achakach machlekes. Hanan l'chametziyayin, shall return to you the Perek HaMesechtes Shabbos, Perek HaMetziyayin, with Tosfos.